Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the dark. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Oh, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sonoma County's Ask the Expert program, Mercy Wellness. Can I Help You? Sorry, I'm a little discombobulated today. Oh, my goodness. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Joe Sullivan. Joe is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey. And today we're going to be talking about a community that has wisdom. So we have our wisdom community outreach for Mercy Wellness. Larry Tackett is here. Larry, it's so nice to meet you.
Hi, Michelle. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Excellent. So let's talk a little bit about your background and how you came to Mercy Wellness.
Okay. Well, I've been a telework practitioner and a health educator for 35 years. Mm-hmm. And I've been really interested in what's going on in the senior community. I'm 74, so there's a lot of us in Sonoma and Marin County. So that's had my interest. And then I talked with Terry Garrett at Mercy. Mm-hmm. And he invited me to do a research project for Mercy on looking at the senior community, the aging community, and their relationship with cannabis and their health. Mm-hmm. So that's what got me to Mercy.
So it was the first place. And then you were hired on for the Wisdom Community Manager.
I'm the Wisdom Community Outreach.
Okay, gotcha.
And today is my first day.
So. Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, that's awesome.
They put me to work right off.
Oh, right,
the bat.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Like So tell us, what do you do in your role?
Well, what I've looked at is what are the barriers to people using cannabis, especially in my age group. Mm-hmm. And what I'm finding is that from 55 to 70, there's more open around their health. They're more curious about it. Also, they're more open to recreational. Mm. 70 and above, I think we grew up in a different time slot, you know, where it was all the propaganda about marijuana being illegal and all that. And so there's a lot of hesitancy there. Plus, the medical community, the doctors, aren't comfortable to recommending it. Most of them aren't educated. Mm-hmm. They don't even know about the endocannabinoid system because that's only been discovered in the last 10 to 15 years. So it's just a lot of...
sort of a lack of information.
Lack of information,
yeah,
there. And that's what I want to do, is bring more information out into the public and have discussions and make it more public.
Yeah, that's exciting. So what about your personal experience with cannabis?
Well, the night I got out of the Navy, I smoked my first joint.
Okay.
Of course, I didn't feel anything. But it was later. Over the years, I did not realize it until fairly recently, but I've had PTSD for 45 years. Mm. And cannabis would always allow me to relax.
Right.
And have a little bit a deeper perspective. It didn't always work for me because, you know, working during the day, I don't like to drink or do anything during the day. So I had to wait at night to relax. Mm-hmm. When I got my medical card, I started exploring it more. And then I found that there's CBDs and things that I could use during the day that
sure
didn't bother me in a way. And so I've just continued to explore it, and I find it works really well for me.
Yeah. I found that was really interesting, actually, Larry, the way that you answered that question, because you talked about PTSD, and then you moved your hands back. So you sort of separated yourself from that entity, right, of that feeling of PTSD.
Yes.
Just you physically brought yourself back, and I thought that was a really interesting thing, because we think about our mental health separate from our body health, but it's connected.
It's not. Yeah, that's the thing about PTSD is there's no gap between stimulus and response. When there's a stimulus, there's an automatic response. And cannabis, I found, gives you that little bit of break where you can make a choice instead of a reaction.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. That's really nice. So what is this Wisdom Community about? What is the program intended to do at Mercy Wellness?
Well, first of all, I want to begin out into the community and do an educational program.
Mm-hmm.
And talking with people, I want to really make the conversation informative and scientific, but I also want to make it really simple.
Mm-hmm.
I find that doctors are educated about pills and things that they give out, but the cannabis industry hasn't really educated the doctors. They need to be educated.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of, because it's illegal on the federal level, there's a lot of hesitancy about that.
Sure.
But being legal on the local level, I really want to bring the conversation locally and engage more people.
That's excellent. And you said that different age groups can be a little bit more open depending on sort of their experience and how long they've been listening to propaganda, honestly.
Yes.
And are there common things that that older people are interested in, like in terms of what they're looking for from cannabis?
Well, you know, as we get older, like 80% of the people over 65 have some type of chronic ailment.
Mm-hmm.
50% have two. So most of that's caused by inflammation and stress.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Cannabis works really well for inflammation and stress. So it can be a part of our health program as we're trying to stay healthy. If we have some type of chronic condition that's painful, we can use it to mitigate that and feel better about it. A lot of people don't exercise because they're in pain. Cannabis can help them with that pain so they can start exercising again, get their life back.
For sure.
So it just works in so many different ways. You know, you listen to a commercial about some medications, 30-second commercial, 10 seconds is some guy talking really fast about,
about all the different side
effects. What it's going to do to you.
Right.
You know, with cannabis, it's been used for thousands and thousands of years. It's a plant. It's very complex of physiology in the plant.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to understand that. And unlike a pill, you know, it works different for each person. So you have to be curious about it and be open to exploring it.
Yeah, I think that's, excuse me, I think that's why it's so important to have, you know, options for the customers that come in. Like you were saying earlier, it's not just THC. There's CBD, there's CBN, there's all these different compounds that can help people. And, you know, I'm happy that we're doing this, you know, as so formal as we've doing it, because a lot of the people that shop at Mercy are of an older age.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always had a kind of a focus there on the education side of things. So I think, you know, marrying that with the storefront with outside of the store is awesome.
Well, I was a member at Mercy even before, and I really liked the knowledge that the bud tenders had. They were very informative. Questions that I would ask. So
yeah, thank you. Yeah, we take great pride in that. I know the bud tenders really do too. Especially now with the recreational market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everyone that's feeling sick looks sick, and that's something that's very important to remember across all age groups.
Right.
And so I think for them, you know, they have one of the most challenging jobs. One minute you might have somebody that's just coming in for like a pre-roll or something, going to a concert, and then the next person might, you know, have something really serious going on with them. They might just need the same thing, but for a different reason.
Right.
And so the education's huge.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yeah. And what about working with the bud tenders to interact with people, the wisdom group, as we're calling them?
Well, I think... when you come in, you just and you sign up, you just need to ask. And usually they asked me in the beginning when I came in, would I need any assistance? Mm-hmm. And at first I didn't think so until I walked in and I saw this huge display.
So much, yeah.
there's a lot going on.
Sure.
There's a lot going on. And so then I started asking, and they've been very, very helpful, very knowledgeable, easy to work with.
Yeah. So. And generally, your bud tenders are younger.
Yeah, definitely.
Sort of is. But do you see what kind of training do you give them to make sure that they're dealing with everybody?
Sure. I think it starts with the person. Right. I think, you know, inherently, the people that are drawn to that job are people that want to help people. Mm-hmm. Just has always been that way since I started there. I feel like people kind of gravitate towards that job. But really, it's just always about educating. Obviously, you want to have a professional demeanor. And then I think it just lends itself to the fact that we see the majority of people who are older. Most of our butt tenders become conditioned very quickly in how to interact and have those conversations. I know firsthand it can be, someone who might be a little older come in and someone who's half your age is giving you advice on something. And, you know, that's hard to understand, that can be a barrier there. But I think with just... you know, being honest and open and having that communication, I think people realize very quick, hey, they're just here to help us.
Sure.
My rule is always, you know, for every one question is asked, you ask two back. And that's kind of like what I like to do, especially when I was on the floor. Mm-hmm. Someone asks me a question, I'm going to ask them two back.
Right.
By doing that, you can discern pretty quickly, you know, where you need to take that patient. Excuse me. So, yeah, it's pretty nice to do it that way.
Well, when I was doing the research aspect of it, and I wasn't working for Mercy at the time, I was really pleased as the positive feedback that I got about Mercy. Mm-hmm. And it was really that you're just speaking about,
sure.
How knowledgeable the bud tenders were, how easy it was to speak to them, and how easy it was to get the information that people were looking for. I think the biggest barrier as we get older is really talking about the changes that are taking place.
Sure.
And it's really good for us to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And that can be difficult to face, you know, when you've been experiencing your life in one way for so long, and then whatever it is comes up, and you have to make these kinds of adjustments in your life to deal with whatever pain or whatever condition it might be. That's a tough thing on its own to deal with. And then to come in and have to say, okay, well, you know, I've got neuropathy, or I've got diabetes, or I've got whatever it is that's making me need to come in here and ask for help.
Well, Mercy has a long history, though, is a medical marijuana, and has worked with this age population for many, many years. So there's a lot of history.
That's great.
Positive history there.
Yeah, very good. So let's talk a little bit about the areas that you're focusing on. Of course, we've got Mercy Wellness, at least right now, with one shop, but they're going to be opening up in Santa Rosa. Are you reaching out beyond Sonoma County to help people?
Yes, I'm going to Marin County and Sonoma. Mercy just started delivering.
Great.
And so they want to go into Marin County. That's where I live and have most of my people that I know there. I've also worked up in Sonoma over the years and have good connections here as well. So really it's about asking people what they want and what they need. Mm-hmm. So I've got a survey that I'm going to be doing in Marin coming up in the near future. And then getting out and talking with people. I want to do educational programs as around this. And like I said, I want to make it as simple as possible, but yet as informative as needed.
Yeah, so. That's great. This is such a cool program. I'm very excited about it.
Me too. It's very important. And just I know for a fact there's so many people that come from Marin and make that drive, and some of them are unable to make that drive due to some of their ailments. So to be able to provide access to safe medicine tied in with the education, it's a huge opportunity for us.
Yeah. So exciting.
Well, I drive up.
There you go. Larry, it's so nice to meet you. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Michelle.
Larry Tackett, he is the Wisdom Community Outreach for Mercy Wellness. We'll be right back. You're listening to Can I Help You?
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical medical professional.
Michelle Marquis here. Won't you join me September 3rd on a journey to Tuscany with Colette? Savor a seven-night stay in Montecatini Terme, Italy's famous resort and spa town. Explore incredible rolling hills and vineyards with stops in Siena, Pisa, San Gimignano, and Lucca. We'll visit Florence and step to the front of the line to see the famous Statue of David. We'll get to take a Tuscan cooking class, spend time at a cheese farm, plus taste the most delectable local wines and regional cuisine along the way. All of this in the company of the top tour managers in the business. For over 100 years, Colette has made travel easy and fulfilling. All the details, from arranging flights to meals, hotels, sightseeing, and local experiences, are all taken care of. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. Call TravelWise at 707-935-9493 for more information, or go to ksro.com to learn more.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the day. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise.
Enjoy yourself.
Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the second half of Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness. I am Michelle Marquis in studio with Joe Sullivan, the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. And our second half of our show, which is the 24th Can I Help You? On January 24th.
Wow.
So that's kind of fun. Yeah. Nice little synchronicity there. We are welcoming back to the studio Matt Tepper. Matt is NUG's newest sales representative. Welcome back. It's good to
be back.
See you. And also along with you is Ted Whitney. He is the VP of Operations at NUG. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
So let's start our conversation.
I'm excited to have these guys on. We've been carrying them a while now at Mercy Wellness. They carry, there's chocolate bars and concentrates and all sorts of things. So figured I'd hand it off to you guys and let us let the listeners know what NUG's all about.
Exactly.
All right, man. Well, NUG got started back in the medical marijuana days. It was two founders got us growing. In 2012, we won a cannabis cup for our premium Jack, our Jack Herrera strain. And that really switched the paradigm for the guys to go from being, you know, just kind of hobby growers to we can actually make a living at this. We can actually make a run at it. Dr. John Oram and Jamie Besaw got together and they started the company up. John has been hell-bent on normalizing the cannabis experience since day one. We want to make it so that cannabis can be part of mainstream life. We want to remove taboo and negative connotation.
Right.
And while we do that, we can make a company that provides better access to recreation and relief for all of our customers. And creates great jobs and great impact on our community. And we're really excited about our ability to do that through cannabis.
Right.
Yeah, and part of that, too, is the social equity program. I know you guys are heavily involved in there. It's been a very important part of getting cannabis decriminalized. What are you guys doing in that space? I know you said right before we went on air something special just happened.
Yeah, dude, today at noon, we cut the ribbon on our social equity partners' greenhouses. So for anyone that doesn't know, social equity was started up to give people who are negatively affected in the war on drugs, especially in Oakland, but now it's all over California, access to start up their own businesses. So they're going to people who are working inside of the space and saying, hey, we want to give a boost to people who don't have access to the same kind of advantage that we had when we got into the industry. So let's get them started. We have six equity partners total, three that we have greenhouses for. And the three with greenhouses, we got them totally built out. They have a business all set up, ready to rock and roll. Mm. They have access to the market as well as to knowledge about how to start these companies. And this is going to be first generation business ownership for a lot of them.
Wow. Yes.
It's a really cool program.
From what exciting. I know, we were also instrumental in starting the equity program in Oakland. And this is what the rest of the state is modeling after. And we have a little bit of pride to the fact that we're helping out wherever we can as a member of the community and active members of the cannabis community.
That's such a huge thing because honestly, you know, especially for people who stayed away from cannabis until it did become legal and then reaping the benefits of it because of all the hard work of so many other people and so many other people who got in trouble and had to go to jail or whatever it was.
Yeah. No doubt. You know? That's the truth.
We got to balance the scales. We have to.
Fighting the good fight.
Yeah.
Also, too, with, you know, the state of how things are right now within the industry, you know, there's so much uncertainty. You know, what kind of role do you see Nug playing this coming year and this future? Because I know right now we have the chocolate line, which is very successful. We have the sorbet refined concentrates that we're using, and we also have the Nug Pops. What are you guys seeing you're going with this upcoming year?
So much fun stuff.
Tons of fun stuff. I think that everyone in cannabis right now is going through kind of an identity crisis. You know, we've got 30 million people in California. Let's say, very conservatively, 7% of us use cannabis regularly. Let's call that 2.1 million people. Those are being serviced by 500 licensed retailers. Mm-hmm. You know, we are dramatically underserved as a population when it comes to giving us access to the cannabis that we all voted to approve.
Sure.
In doing that, we've got constriction on the supplier side as well. And a lot of us existing on the supplier side are swimming upstream. You know, we're fighting tremendous headwinds as we get rolling. At Nug, one of the ways that we're combating those huge headwinds is by doubling down on who we are as Nug. Nug's a brand that's by heads, for heads. We want to provide better access to better concentrates than anybody else is making, or certainly that we're improving the great activity that we have in the market from our other suppliers. We're starting up two new brands this year. We've got a nutraceutical play and an inexpensive flower play that we're going to roll out with. And between those two, that'll free up some bandwidth from the Nug brand to allow Nug to double down on making the best concentrates in the market, providing access to some of the best flower in the market, and really getting truer to who we are as a brand.
Sure, that sounds like a lot to do to accomplish. I'm pretty sure you guys can do that. For anyone that's been out to the Willy Wonka / Nug Chocolate Factory, you can see that they're capable of doing great things. What about that plan? Because like I said, I was joking. It sounds like a lot. What about that makes you more nervous? I mean, obviously, like we said, the market's so volatile right now with cannabis. What are some of the things that make you a little nervous or more excited about what it is you guys plan on implementing?
And the thing I'm most excited about is getting access to more people for incredible medication. You know, the more that we can diversify our product portfolio, the more we can reduce barriers to entry for people, the more we can share this great medication, this great avenue of recreation, this incredible means to reduce stress and reduce harm to people as we recreate.
Plus, with our
the thing I'm most stoked about.
Our vertical integration, having everything in house from our growing to our extraction to our state-of-the-art kitchen, we're able to keep our costs to a minimum. When we're being taxed high and low and people are having a difficult time coming to terms with the out-the-door cost, we're able to, as corny as it may come across, pass on the savings. And, you know, choosing, you know, the right retailers to pass on the right savings allows a lot more accessibility to quality goods that a lot of people don't have around the state. So we're trying to spread that positively.
Yeah. And I want to touch on that, too, to your point as well, is part of, you know, reaching those people. It's like, how do we see those interacting with their everyday lives? That's what I'm most excited about. We want to reach the people, but I think it's important to illustrate to those who are listening just what that cannabis can do for them in their day-to-day life.
I think so much of it starts with highlighting new occasions. So I'm getting a group of friends together to go down to Mo Green's at some point. Instead of having our standard cocktail hour, we're going to go smoke weed for an hour, but we're not going to be doing it alone in our houses like most consumption occurs. You know, we got to get it out of the shadows. We got to make it something we all recreate around. And I think that's a great initial step to get more people using. And then just highlighting the various benefits we have. You know, the ways that we use are really important. We just created the Nug Pop.
So this is hilarious. Brought this into Jason
so
here.
Didn't forget.
This is amazing.
This is not a memory-enhancing product.
Matt, what's a Nug Pop?
this is a wave of the future. You know, edibles, everybody knows about edibles. This is 10 milligrams of nano-infused THC, which makes it water-soluble and able to digest and activate inside your mouth faster and have full absorption, as well as an equal amount of CBD. Not to mention, these were cooked up by a Cordon Bleu trained chef who battled cancer twice, and this was something that he wanted when he battled cancer. Not only used as an ice pop, but you can use it as a drink, you can add it to a drink. The versatility is really out there, and the quick onset and full onset of all the milligrams really does set it aside from a lot of the category. And the diversity, again, the accessibility of what we have. You might not be a flower person. You might not be an extract person, but most people enjoy ice pops at some point in their life.
It's also important to note just how good they taste. I always tell people, like, edibles, if you're from the old school market or from your, you make them at home,
it's
or
like
whatever,
eating a sandal.
Some people are not into that flavor of the cannabis. They use all real fruit with this.
Organic, fair really trade, excited. Wherever possible.
Yeah. I was really, really excited to bring this on. So I'm happy to say we do have it. I hope for the summertime, we'll be doing some cool stuff centered around these.
Yeah. But I can also completely see how, if you are going through chemotherapy and after a session and you're just wiped out, having something nice, cool, sweet,
refreshing,
and not too much for you to eat, right? You can just sort of
The combination of CBD to THC is important.
Yeah.
They work better in concert with each other. Sure. You know, that's that entourage effect. So I'm very excited about that. Speaking of
We've got about one minute.
Okay, real quick. I want to ask, it's on here. Everyone has their own kind of ritual, how they like to partake with cannabis. It's an interesting question we haven't asked. What's your favorite ritual? What do you like? I prefer rolling a joint.
Ooh. I like rolling a joint because there's a sonorous effect. You get that feeling of the paper between your fingers. You get the aroma. You get the noise. You get the meditation as you create it.
All right.
But I gotta say, man, of late it is.
Are you liking the new pens?
Dude, I've gotten to be a real fan of the pens, especially because we're getting better, more accurate representation from the flower. We're releasing a new vape cart next week.
Cool.
It's activated live resin. It gives you full flavor, full effect. Mm-hmm. There's no one else who can touch this technology yet. I think it's inevitable. So everyone's going to be doing this in a couple of months, but we got a little bit of a lead on it. And for ease of use, you can't beat it.
Sure.
And flavor. I mean, everybody knows, if you've been hanging out with me for the last 10 years, I hit my volcano kind of religiously. But having a pen in my pocket at all times and knowing that this new one coming out might actually be the best one to ever hit the market makes me really excited.
Wow.
Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
We'll come and find your products at Mercy. That's going to do it for our show.
They go by fast.
So fast.
Number 24 in the books.
Exactly. Wow. Find podcasts online at ksro.com and also visit Mercy Wellness in Cotati. Thanks so much to Ted in our first, Ted Whitney, VP of Operations at NUG, as well as Matt Tepper, NUG's newest sales representative. And also thanks to Larry Tackett in the first segment.
You got it.
So much fun. All right, here we go. This is KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.